Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Barbados extends a very warm welcome to the delegation of St. Lucia, and in particular, Ambassador Wambali, head of delegation. My delegation would wish to commend St. Lucia for the very frank assessment of the country's efforts to place human rights in the forefront of its development and for the national report and the presentation made here today. We have noted the intention of St. Lucia to meet its obligations under human rights instruments to which it is party, as well as to accede to those that would further strengthen the legal and institutional framework for human rights in the country. My delegation is not unaware of the severe constraints placed on small states by the international community to meet these obligations, notwithstanding the paucity of financial, administrative, and technical resources. As a sister CARICOM state, we fully identify with these constraints as we concurrently seek to enshrine in law those principles and practices that the Caribbean has long espoused. In this regard, the government of St. Lucia is commended for protections afforded by the Constitution against torture and other cruel and inhuman and degrading treatment or punishment, and for condemnation of violence against all persons. Barbados, however, wishes to urge that some priority be given to enshrining in domestic legislation the commitments made under the international instruments to which St. Lucia's party, and also recommends the strengthening of the Office of the Ombudsman in the protection of the rights of nationals. In the area of women's rights, we applaud the efforts made to bring women into the mainstream of society through access to education and vocational training, with emphasis on women in rural areas. My delegation notes the attention given by the government of St. Lucia to enhancing the security of citizens and the prevention of excesses by the enactment of the Police Complaints Act, which seeks to provide an open and transparent process in the handling of police complaints, and which provides an independent investigation where allegations of excessive use of force have been made by the members of the public. In concluding, Mr. Vice President, we wish St. Lucia a successful